Radio Sweden, Stockholm. You're listening to Radio Sweden, broadcasting on shortwave to North America, primarily for the central and western states and provinces, on 6010 kilohertz. Stay tuned for a half-hour program in English. With a look back at the news stories hitting the headlines at the top of Europe over the last month, this is Sweden Today from Radio Sweden.
I'm Chris Boswell.
In this month's program,
a trap in the hard stuff.
Why government study recommends that Sweden should slash its notoriously high alcohol duties by 40%. Swedish ambassadors from around the world paid a visit to Stockholm. We meet some of them and find out what's going on at their posts. The government's urge to take steps against a growing band of computer pirates. Lady Luck may spell disaster for a growing number of Swedes. Most of the Swedish summer may have been a washout, but tourists still turned up in droves. And they had high hopes, but many were left with heartaches. We'll see how well the Swedes did at the Athens Olympics. We start with the story that Sweden is a step nearer in joining its Nordic neighbours in reducing alcohol duty. With a government commissioned report into Swedish alcohol policy, the duty on spirits will cut by 40%. We found that slashing tax on booze bought from the state-run off-licence monopoly was the only way in which the government could reverse the trend of people bringing in cheaper spirits from abroad. Prime Minister Göran Persson is now set to issue a formal proposal in the wake of the findings. One of the people responsible in drawing up the report, Håkan Leifman, spoke to our reporter Azari Kiros and says that alcohol consumption in Sweden is already on the rise.
Yes, it has increased quite dramatically since 95, and especially after the year 2000. The increase is more than 30%, mainly a very dramatic increase in wine consumption and strong beer.
How does this compare with the situation in other EU member states?
There's still a lower percentage in most other EU countries, but if this increase continues for a few years, we will soon reach the average.
But is it fair to say that this is the direct result of Swedish membership of the European Union?
Well, I mean, partly. The import quotas had to be increased and then dropped altogether, so it's partly due to the EU, but not only. I mean, we have anyway to face an integration with other European countries, so we would anyway have an increase in consumption, but not in this pace and maybe more on the more controlled forms.
You were saying earlier that the drinking pattern, that there are some similarities between Sweden, Finland and the United Kingdom.
Yes, the binge drinking and the heavy drinking among young people is more pronounced in other countries, in the UK and maybe Ireland. We don't really know why this is the case, but we can just show that...